Hello and welcome back to another episode of The Podium. I'm Patrick Morris, and today we're doing a bit of a trailer for a new series on travel. So this month, Dr. Sprouse has been traveling for pretty much the whole month, and this tends to be a trend for most of his career. So along that time, he's picked up some good tidbits. I've been traveling a little bit more lately too, and picked up some good habits. I don't want to say hacks, but strategies to kind of minimize the impact that travel can have on my training, performance, health, and wellness. So we're really excited to break this down into a few different parts. We're going to talk about travel and sleep. We're going to talk about travel and training. And we're going to talk about travel and nutrition, which tends to be one of the hardest ones for most of us to kind of minimize the impact that it has. So along with this series, we're going to be talking to some athletes to get some tips that they have. But I'd also like to get some insight from you all, the listener, on any questions that you might have around things that you struggle with travel, strategies that you might want to hear about, or just general questions around, okay, what should I do when I'm moving across 5 or 6 time zones? How do I prep for a race at altitude? Do I get there 2 days early, 3 days early? Should I travel with my own pillow? There's lots of different things that you can do to kind of minimize the impact and hopefully keep yourself on track for your training and your health and wellness goals. So if you're interested and you want to reach out, send us an email to info@podiumsportsmed.com. That's info@podiumsportsmed.com. We'll get back to you, hopefully use your questions in the episodes. And then I'm really looking forward to diving into this. I've learned a lot from travel from Kevin, and then I got some friends that travel a ton for work, and they've given me lots of great insight into how to travel more effectively, more efficiently, and feel less like you're really away from home and you're a little bit more comfortable when you're on the road, so that that way your training, your exercise, your fitness and things can really not take as big of a step back as they sometimes do when we get on the road. So really looking forward to digging into this, and I hope to hear from you all with some great questions.